All right, my friends, gather around for a quick cosmic journey through the soul of a mitzvah, as seen through the mystical lens of the Tanya and the Tikkun Zohar. The Tikkun Zohar, imagine you're at the launch pad of a spiritual space shuttle, and the mitzvah you're about to do is the shuttle itself. Now, you can't just slap some metal together, fuel it up, and expect it to fly.
No. This shuttle needs wings, my friends. Wings of passion. In the world of the Tanya, it's not just about doing the deed, ticking the box, and calling it a day.
That's like trying to start a bonfire with wet logs. Good luck getting a spark. When you do a mitzvah, you've got to light it up with the fire of your soul. We're talking feelings, emotions, passion. That's the fuel that ignites the divine spark within the act. Now let's switch over to the cosmic map of the Tikkun Zohar. Picture the 10 attributes as powerful energy centers, and your mitzvah is trying to ascend through the spiritual dimension. But wait. It's not going anywhere. Why? It needs wings, my cosmic voyagers. And not just any wings, but the wings of love and fear of God. Love is that magnetic pull that draws you closer to the divine, making you want to do the mitzvah with every fiber of your being. Fear, on the other hand, isn't about trembling in your boots. It's about awe, respect, the overwhelming realization of the infinite before you. So when you perform a mitzvah, light it up with love, lift it up with awe, and watch that baby soar through the spiritual stratosphere, all the way up to stand before Hashem. That's how you make your mitzvahs fly, my friend. Now go out there and give those spiritual shuttles the wings they deserve.